You're listening to Orange County's only station with critical business information, Critical Mass, with your host, Doug Gefeller.
Welcome to today's episode of Critical Mass, the Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug Gefeller, and we have another great guest for you today, Liz Lewis, who is a certified human resources professional, an entrepreneur, a mentor, a certified international life coach, a speaker, and she's not any stranger to radio either. She holds a certificate in radio and television broadcasting. Liz offers over 20 years of leadership experience both in the private and corporate sector, and she provides expertise to entrepreneurial and Fortune 500 companies who are in need of human resource and workers' compensation management services, producing significant results in reducing overhead liability and maintaining low-cost commercial business premiums. Well, that was a mouthful, and we're going to hear a lot from Liz today, and I'm excited about it. But before we start, let me just remind you that my business partner, Rick Franzi, and I co-host the Critical Mass radio shows, which air every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 4 p.m., and all are brought to you live on octalkradio.net. This is Talk Radio, so let me give you our call-in numbers if you want to join in the conversation or you have a question. First number, 949-713-6443. And 949-713-6447. You can see those numbers on the bottom of your screen. Oh, wait, we're not television. You can't see it on the bottom of your screen. If you'd like to participate, just call in. Give us your comments. Give us your questions. So let's get going. Liz, welcome to Critical Mass for Business.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Oh, I've been looking forward to this interview ever since you and I first talked.
So have I. I really enjoyed our face-to-face. It was really, really pleasant.
It was great. The start, I hope, of a great relationship here with Critical Mass.
I truly hope so.
Well, look, let's kick this off. Tell our audience a little bit about our path to your current endeavors. What attracted you to HR, your training, the whole shebang of how'd you get here today?
You know, it's interesting because in reality, it was how HR found me. My background started out in the workers' compensation. I was a workers' comp examiner, handling workers' compensation claims for a third-party administrator. And I saw how, you know, handling workers' comp claims, there was definitely, you know, some flaws there. And so I also knew that, you know, going into that, that, you know, I wanted to offer some services to clients that obviously was going to give them a better impact into reducing their claims. And lo and behold, the market changed. I got laid off from workers' compensation. And I got approached by a business owner saying, you have the background that I need. I'm looking for someone who knows how to handle workers' comp claims because I don't know one thing about it. And that's really how I got my foot inside the door within the human resources industry. And it's just opened a flood of training, certifications, and, you know, it's one of those industries that you never stop learning. And that's what I love about it, because not only are you interacting with people on a day-to-day basis, but in reality, it's one of those things that no matter if you've been in this industry for over 20 years like I have, it's ever-evolving, ever-changing, and always learning.
Wonderful. And, you know, I think that's what keeps us all excited. It what keeps us young and keeps us going is the constant learning and the challenges. So
yes.
Some days they seem a little insurmountable, but most of the time they're just plain fun. Isn't that right? Well, look, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now. I mean, hey, I just read this long list of all the things that you're involved in. So what is it you really do?
I am a business owner, which is the name of my company is River People Solutions. And what we offer here is workers' compensation services as well as human resources management. And again, this came from seeing the need where a lot of human resources professionals don't really have that background, or number two, the training is not offered as part of, you know, coming into the human resources industry. It's just as of recently where I'm starting to see where the workers' compensation training is actually starting to get offered. So I saw that need, I saw the demand, and that's where I formed River People Solutions, and I've been truly blessed in the sense of having insurance brokers, you know, request my services as part of their policy renewal with a lot of their clients. And the whole emphasis of that is really to try to reduce their commercial liability premiums. You know, when it comes to, obviously, everybody needs workers' compensation insurance. And but one of the ways to really drive down the costs is to properly manage these claims. And so there's where I've been very, very fortunate enough to work with a lot of the insurance brokers as well as a lot of small clients. Now, obviously, the market has changed so much as of recently. You know, it's just unfortunate with all the law changes that are happening. We've had a lot of those small business owners actually, you know, close shop or move to another state. But the most recent as well has been the life coaching for me. Again, I love people. I love to be able to you know, offer any type of resolutions I can. And it seems just with human resources, you play so many hats, you know, the doctor, the mediator, the counselor, and you hear more than what you're really supposed to hear on a personal level, but I enjoy that. I enjoy the fact that people trust me enough to be able to come in and say, hey, you know, can you offer me some advice, or can you offer me some direction? And the life coaching has really, truly enhanced, if you want to say, and brought out that talent of that I have within me to be able to help people, like I say, get from point A to point C. B is all the stuff we're trying to sort out, you know, and that gets in the way of us getting to our final destination.
Wonderful. Tell me, what is there a particular skill that you picked up in your life coaching that you apply to your HR practices?
I would say it has a lot to do with the intuitiveness, being able to be a good listener. And that's one of the things that I have really, really applied more and more with the human resources and being more open. I think what we're losing a lot in just in business in general is that human-to-human aspect. Technology has taken over so much that human interaction is getting lost little by little. And to be able to, you know, have somebody sit across the room from you and just look at each other eye to eye and really feel a sense that, oh, wow, this person's really listening to what I have to say. I think a lot of times we're such in a hurry now that we've lost, you know, that focus. And that's what coaching has actually brought back to me, is being able to just be still, you know, look at a person and really listen to what it is that they're looking for and what it is that they need answers to.
What a great response. I love that. And intuitiveness and listening. That's that's two skills that I think we can use in life every place, I would guess.
I agree.
And you know, I think it's I don't want to sound sexist here, but it's almost easier for women than it is for men. We seem to somehow have been trained out of trusting our intuition. Not that we don't have it, but we don't listen to that voice. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that intuition is in some ways sort of synonymous with what Glidewell talks about in Blink, that instant computer response with thousands of data points being pulled out of your brain to where you've got an intuition or a first reaction to things. And that's a great skill that you can bring there.
Yes, yes. And I'm just, you know, it's funny because last week I had one situation with a young lady who, because the other thing that I do, I also mentor. And I mentor students that are looking to come into the human resources industry, and I've been doing that since 2006. And it was just a great feeling to have her actually won. You know, she chose me, and we got to talking. And one of the things that she told me is like, oh, wow, she was like, I was meant to meet you. She goes, you have no idea. She goes, there's three things that I've been looking and really asking for, and I've been hoping that I could find them in someone, somewhere. And she goes, and just in speaking with you, and it was just a simple introduction, you know, I'm your mentor, you're the student, and here's what we're going to do, and this is what my background is, and I can help you in these areas. And she was, like, overwhelmed and in tears. And I was like, did I say something wrong? Why are you crying? But no, she said, you know, you pointed out three things that I've been really asking for and crying out for. She goes, and I just can't believe that, you know, in her own words, fate is what really brought us together. And that's the beauty of being able to wear so many different hats, because you could be the all to one person. And to hear that from her and to know that, you know what, I'm so grateful for not taking a step back on what I've wanted to accomplish, because evidently there's people out there that you're going to be a great asset to. And that made me very happy.
Well, that's a great story. And you know, I think it is a great skill set to have multiple hats that you can wear. You know, we wouldn't have to go back too far to where if I had introduced somebody with your list of things that you do, the response would have been, well, she's probably out of a job because she's doing all these different things, can't find one job. But, you know, that's not the case in today's world. It's we've sort of discovered that these multiple disciplines that we can acquire, this diverse set of skill sets that we pick up in practicing in different fields, really help us in every single one of the areas that we work in. And I'm sure that's what you're talking about here.
Exactly, and to be able to, you know, one, be able to teach people, one, be able to coach people through life situations, and obviously you have that entrepreneurship side of you where, you know, you definitely have the skills and the experience to be able to go in there and get a company organized. You know, and also help them reduce their costs. It's like, whoa, you know, how could you do all these things? But, you know, we all have dreams. We all have goals that we want to accomplish. And my whole philosophy and things is it doesn't matter when you get there. Just get there. You know, if it takes you 10 years, if it takes you 20 years, do the things that you've always dreamed about doing. You know, because the sense is, all what really matters is your sense of accomplishment. And the fact is, you know what? I got it done. I did what I always wanted to do. And it's so funny because the other day I was remembering how I wanted to become a secretary when I was in school. And I'm thinking back and I'm laughing because it's like, wow, I wanted to become a secretary. I mean, back then it was just like, wow, you know, this nice glorified dream of mine. But, you know, I'm definitely grateful for where I'm at right now.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, we have one question, and I've mentioned this to you before, but that we like to ask all our guests, and we call it our guiding principle question. And it's really, tell us about an experience or a lesson that you learned that really has become your guiding principle in dealing with people in business today.
One of the things, when I was starting my company, I wanted to be able to fulfill the needs of the client that weren't readily available. And that was my guiding principle in the sense of, if I want to offer a service that's going to be an impact for the client. And I'm very surprised to, when I'm helping a client out with trying to reduce their costs, and obviously, you know, the cost could be anywhere from, okay, I'm paying $1 million in insurance renewal premiums. And, you know, with this economy right now, that's a lot of money. And then you can come in And, you know, obviously I'm very reality-focused in the sense where, you know, I'm not a miracle worker, but I will definitely do my best. And most of the times we can reduce, you know, that $1 million to anywhere from about, you know, $8,000 to $500,000 renewal. And that's a significant savings or and results for the client. And that's why I got into what I'm doing. And just being able to know that, you know, you can make a difference not only in the relationships that you form with these clients, but obviously, you know, committing to what you promise to do as far as the service that you're providing.
Wonderful. The desire to make a difference, I think, is something that resonates with a lot of us, is to not just be part of a system and go along, but to truly see that we're making a difference. And you know, it's a form of recognition that doesn't need to be spoken.
Yes, and it's very result-driven. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, people out there doing business day in and day out. In the end, it's all about the results. Are you providing the results that the client actually hired your services for? And what I find with what I do is when I am able to show those results, it's such a, what do you want to say, a rewarding feeling for not only the client but for yourself as well. And it forms a bond because it's like, wow. You know, it wasn't just about you coming in here and selling me a product. It was about now we formed a relationship. And that's what obviously we should all be in business for, is forming relationships. It's not just about the dollar.
You know, and that word relationship is one we use a lot these days. And I was in a waiting to see somebody in their office today, and there was another person waiting. And I was putting some information into my iPad, and we got into this big discussion about, well, you know, if you've got your nose in that electronic device, how can you create a relationship with anybody? And it was an interesting debate. This person was taking the point of view that the electronics are taken away from relationships and not where I would tend to focus, but that was their point of view.
I you know what, I tend to agree with that because you're seeing it more and more where, you know, you could be sitting across the room with someone, and I'm even guilty of doing it myself. You know, you could be having a good cup of coffee with a friend, but your whole time you're looking at your phone. And that's one of the things that I have to learn to do is like, okay, if I'm going to be talking to a potential client or even just on a friendly, you know, chat with a friend, you know, at a coffee shop, then what I really should be focusing on is leaving my phone in the car, because that's what it boils down to, is giving that person your full attention, because we all like to feel like, hey, you know what, we're being listened to. We're being, you know, she's listening to what I'm saying, and she's actually responding correctly.
You know, and you hit it right on the head. It's all about being listened to.
Yes.
And here we are on talk radio, and hopefully we're being listened to.
Hopefully we are. I know. Hopefully we're not the only two people here.
Well, you know, if they've missed this, I'm enjoying it. So, well, look, if I can get you to hold on for a second, I've got our producer waving at me that we're ready to go to a commercial break, and I'll be right back with you, Liz.
Perfect.
If you are a Southern California business owner or executive, this message is for you. For over 17 years, Doug Gaffella has been coaching executives, helping them create and improve the effectiveness of teams and individual team members. What makes Doug's approach unique and successful is his fundamental approach. Doug looks at the coaching from the perspective of the client, not the coach. Doug has helped hundreds of companies and led over 1,000 planning meetings that have changed lives and the course of many successful firms throughout Southern California. If you're interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com and learn about our executive coaching and team development. Critical Mass for Business is a professional executive coaching and team development company and is the fastest growing business advisory firm in Orange County.
Okay, and now back to our show here with Doug Gaffella.
Thank you very much. You know, I might just mention at this point, in addition to executive coaching, that we also facilitate CEO peer groups. And if you're not sure what that is all about, my business partner, Rick Franzi, wrote the book that's been called The Definitive Guide to the CEO Peer Group Experience, The 10 Explosive Powers of CEO Peer Groups. It's available for sale on Amazon.com. And the easiest way to find it is just type in under author Richard Franzi, F-R-A-N-Z-I. And a few months ago, we released our second book, which is The Power of CEO Guiding Principles, which is a compilation of our first year, the best of our first year interviews on talk radio with CEOs as to what they thought their guiding principle was in running their business. And this also is available for sale on Amazon in both print or Kindle. Our third book will be coming out late this summer on coaching from the client's perspective. So let's get back to Liz. Liz, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
What do you think is the biggest issue that is going on right now in HR, or maybe more in particular in the workman's comp area?
Definitely in the human resources aspect, we're seeing this healthcare reform. Obviously, we're seeing the initial stages come up in September of 2011, and I know it has a lot of the clients in a frenzy. A lot of the clients that, you know, have actually don't have, you know, the capital to be able to do all these reforms and all these, you know, different changes are looking at downsizing. And obviously potentially even just moving their whole services out of the country even. So that's one of the things, and that's some of the challenges that I'm seeing, because it's going to obviously bring more out-of-pocket cost to a lot of the business owners. And as it is, you know, you can see that our economy is not doing that great. I mean, I just was looking at the Dow, and it's like, wow, it almost seems like we're going at another downturn. So all these things are coming up. The rising cost of benefits is going to be, you know, again, another big hit for business owners. For me, what I'm starting to see more of is succession planning, where we're having a lot of reorganizations within the companies, and a lot of our, you know, vice presidents, CEOs, and leaders within the company are having to, you know, shift responsibilities. And we are looking at people that, okay, well, who can actually come in and step in into those roles? And sometimes it's a little bit more difficult than what I've experienced, because the commitment and the loyalty is not there the way it used to be. And so for that reason, you're having a little bit more turnaround in the industry than you have seen in years past. And obviously the economy the way it is right now, you know, we still have a lot of experienced individuals that are unemployed, but the salaries aren't what they were, you know, again, 5-10 years ago. It's so much less now. So it's one of those things that it's a constant balance, and I think we're going to be dealing with this for probably another, you know, I'm going to say 2 to 5 years, probably even longer. If our economy does not change for the better and stabilizes.
You know, let me ask you a question on the succession planning. Do you think the issue is that succession planning is so hard to do, or do you think the issue is that business owners are so reluctant to do succession planning?
I think they're reluctant. I think it's one of the things that you do see is that having to change, and that's the other aspect of doing that, is the fact that a lot of long-term employees have a hard time with change, especially when you're changing the, you know, the whole management aspect of how you've been performing business in the past. And so it's a learning curve. And even though you do provide the training, you do have a lot of long-term employees that, you know, just, hey, this is the way I've been doing it for the past 20, 30 years. You know, I don't want to learn how, you know, to use a, you know, a laptop. I don't want to learn how to. And so it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, you obviously provide as much training as possible, and you definitely have to be there to assist them along the way, because it is. You understand that you know, companies are changing, but times are changing as well. And technology has made it, you know, that much more efficient. So you want everyone to be able to catch up to where we're at right now.
You know, I'm going to branch off a little bit, so stick with me as we take a hard right turn here. But
sure.
You are a certified life coach, and
yes.
Yet you're spending, you know, the majority of your time working in business with business people. So what's your definition of life coaching, and how does life coaching, you know, differ from what I call executive coaching or business coaching? And what does that mean to you in your practice?
To me, life coaching is more self-introspect, and because I firmly believe that if we can change certain aspects within ourselves, then we can be better at everything else that we're doing. And that is to be able to recognize, okay, where is it that I'm limited? Where are the things where I know that I need to be strengthened in more, so that it can make me a more efficient person, not only within myself, with my family, with my friends, but even with my coworkers, or even with the job responsibilities that I have. You know, for example, if you know someone, if someone can admit that, hey, you know what, I'm just a lazy person, well, that's going to show in everything else that you do. So how can we turn that around? How can we turn that around so that we can see different results, not only within yourself, but obviously within, you know, your work performance? And to me, that's what life coaching is about. We've all had issues, and one of the things that I always firmly believe is that the mistakes that we go through serve as a purpose, and that purpose is to be able to, you know, come out and say, okay, well, you know what, I learned from this experience, and because I learned from this, this is what I'm going to change from this point forward. I will not do this way anymore. And that's the difference for me in that sense. The training, it's more of being related more to your skill sets, to me. You know, what you bring to the table as far as, you know, what you're doing for the company that you're working for or as a business owner. So that, to me, is what training is on a more business-related aspect.
When your clients come to you for life coaching, does it involve just their life outside work, or does it involve their work life also? How do you handle that distinction, or is there one?
I have coached individuals who have had, you know, they don't know how to properly walk through a conflict at work. But a lot of that stems from just you having an anger issue. Okay? So if you can admit to say, you know what, Liz, I've had this problem with this person at work, and it's really bothering me. When I'm dealing with this, I don't know why I allow that person to get to me so much, or just the fact that, you know what, I know that I have an anger issue. So there at that point, we could start with that whole anger issue on a self-introspect level. And it's like, okay, well, Hall, you know, if you've had this issue and ongoing, you can recognize it, then obviously we need to tackle that first. Is it just your anger issue, or is it maybe just that person at work is really the problem? And there's where we need to be able to tell the difference and work through both aspects.
So really, life coaching doesn't have to do with what you're coaching them about. It has to do with where they can utilize the benefits of that. Would you say that?
I would say so. I mean, it all depends on where you're, what it is really that you're trying to overcome. And again, I go back to the aspect of if we can become a well-rounded individual. I mean, obviously, we've all had faults and no one's perfect. But if we can admit to ourselves, hey, you know what, this is where I have this issue, and here's where I need the help, then I truly believe that once you identify that and you're willing to work through it, then you're going to be a much better person no matter where it is that you're, you know, interacting. It could be, you know, on a personal level, and it could be on a work level. Those things are going to show, whether it be positive or negative.
I love your response, and I agree with you 100%. You know, I think there are some people who specialize in certain aspects of life coaching that they have a marketing niche and they just deal with that. But, you know, life coaching, I only deal with teenagers, or I only deal with family relations or whatever. But I think in general, you know, we live one life. Part of it we live in an office, part of it we live in a house, and the coaching helps us in both places.
I do agree. You know, I was speaking to someone recently, and we were talking. I said, you know, I may not be the best fit as a coach to everyone that comes to me, you know. And that's where you know, like you say, your niche. And you also know the people that you're going to do a great service to, and you know the people that you're not going to be a service to. Because it's not always going to be the right fit, the right match with every individual. There are going to be some people in which I've had to turn them away. And I honestly will tell them, you know what, I don't see where we're a match here. I don't, you know, it's not to say that I don't want to be your coach. It just means that I may not be the right coach for you. And so you have to be able to identify that and be able to walk away, because it's not always going to be about, well, you know, let me just put another, you know, dollar in my pocket. And that's what really has helped me not only in business but as well as in coaching, because you need to be able to know when to walk away, because not every client is supposed to be your client.
I love it. Liz, you do both coaching and you do mentoring. Tell me the difference in your mind between coaching and mentoring and training.
Most of the mentoring that I do is involving my experiences within the human resources industry. I work through the Society of Human Resources Management, which is SHRM. Again, I've been doing that since 2006, mentoring students who are either they're going through their degree, you know, currently attending college or university, and they just want to have that human element of, okay, yeah, I'm in the university and I'm learning all the, you know, proper law, proper regulations, but give me the real deal when you're, like, doing this in the real world. And that's where I come in, you know. So, and if they have specific questions, then I definitely review that with them. How do you properly, you know, file a labor statistics report? Something like that. How do you properly do an affirmative action plan? So those type of aspects, even though So, but on a mentoring level, it's more related to that, to the human resources industry, how we go about, you know, performing our day-to-day functions, the things that do come up that obviously, you know, they're not going to teach you in school. Because as we all know, things do come up, and on a management level, you have to be able to just, boom, quickly come up with an answer. As we previously said, I mean, it's a very diverse industry. You could have your whole day planned out, but it changes. It changes every day. And that's something that no one gives you experience for. It's just one of those things that you just have to learn how to
Yeah,
that
just takes time, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And I'm a firm believer in cross-training. So even though I may be an administrator, I may be a business owner, I truly believe that, you know, you should take those people on that are, you know, students, people that you've been working for, and I have a very trusted assistant, and she is very properly cross-trained, and I do appreciate everything she does for me. But that's the beauty of it, because I could be gone from here for a week. I'd be attending a seminar or, you know, doing a speaking engagement, and she, I know without a doubt that, you know, the office is taken care of. And that's what you want. You want to be Absolutely. Able to train people that are going to be self-efficient and, you know, be responsible individuals, because at one point in time, they're going to leave and, you know, go to better and successful opportunities. And did you do your part in properly mentoring and training that person to be a success? That's what I walk away with.
Share with us a painful lesson that you've learned in your business career.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm only going to pull it out because, you know, due to this interview. But one of the things, or one of the, one of one occasion that came up, and I remember this one vividly because it had a lot to do with my integrity and values as a person. And in the human resource industry, one of the most important things is that you definitely want to, you want to protect your name and your reputation. But I had a situation where I was working for a national company. I'm not going to say their name. And I was hired to oversee their Southern California office. Within the first month that I was there as the human resources administrator, I had received 3 sexual harassment complaints from 3 different women, and they were against certain supervisors within various departments. And, you know, as a human resources administrator, your responsibility is obviously to investigate and do these reports. And when it was said and done, I did report that information to corporate, which was out in Texas. And I was basically asked to, you know, just forget about it. You know, that's not what you're there for. You're there to, you know, do bigger, better things. And I was really surprised that that was the attitude that was taken about with those. I mean, to me, that's pretty serious, especially when you have supervisors or trusted management personnel that you know, entrust them to properly oversee their departments and, you know, have a good, open, standing relationship with their employees. But to basically tell me that, you know, you need to just, you know, sweep that underneath the rug and pretend it's not even an issue. I had a problem with that. And I was basically given an ultimatum. And it was hard because, you know, you're in the midstream of, well, do I do what they want me to do in order to keep my job and my position, or do you stand up for your integrity and your values as a person and what you represent? I actually said, well, then I'm going to have to leave. So long story short, you know, I did go ahead and leave. And what I ended up doing is actually I did go ahead and file those reports with the EEOC. And after
that, good for you.
Yeah, I did. Because to me, it wasn't about the company. To me, it was about the people. Whether the complaints were legitimate or not, they were factual complaints. And that's the one thing. I have also walked out of companies for the same reason. You know, you're a business owner, and I respect that. But if something is going to go against my integrity and the values that I represent, I'd rather just walk out.
And as a HR professional or as a coach, that's what people are hiring you for, is your integrity. So
yes.
You know, thank you for sharing that with us. Not an easy story. We've got one more commercial, and then we'll be right back with Liz and sort of wrap it up.
Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
If you are an Orange County business executive, this message is for you. Do you ever feel isolated with no place to turn for advice or feedback? Who holds you accountable to your commitments in your company? Where do you find the right resources to help you and your company grow? If you have these questions, then Critical Mass for Business might be the answer for you. Critical Mass for Business is committed to helping you make better decisions. These are groups of peers running businesses just like you, providing a great sounding board to test ideas and concepts, review plan and goals, and present issues and opportunities for discussion. The result is improved strategy, accountability, people, and execution skills. If you are interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com and learn more about our executive peer group.
And we're talking to Liz Lewis today from River People Solutions about HR, coaching, and a number of other things. So, Liz, what advice would you give to somebody that was considering entering into the HR field or into the coaching field today?
On those two things, definitely be a people person. Be open. Be ready to give of yourself, because those two industries, or if you want to say hats, do require that you give of yourself. And so if you're an introvert, definitely not the two jobs for you. And that's what people is like, why are you doing this? I said, because I love people. I like to learn about people. And I also like to see how I can be of an impact to helping individuals reach their goals. And so to me, that's why I'm doing both of these things. And it's a beauty to see how, you know, you can actually impart into someone and see the manifestations of what their true potential can be.
Okay, wonderful. And how about help for somebody that's interested in that field? You're obviously a certified coach. You might want to talk about that. And you mentioned SHRM earlier. Where does somebody go that's already in that field that wants to enhance their learning and find out more about it? What would you tell them?
In the human resources industry?
Sure.
Itself, I would definitely tell them to get affiliated with SHRM. Again, it's a Society of Human Resources Management. It's a society that has been in place for, gosh, over 30 years, almost 50 years now. But that's a good place to start, because they have so many resources. And I've been a part of SHRM even for the past 20 years that I've been involved in human resources. And every potential tool, resource that I need, apart from their annual conferences, of course, it's a good place to start. We also have what is called PIRA, and that is Professionals in the Human Resources Association. Again, another good association to be a part of, and they have a lot of chapters throughout. So I would definitely tell them to get plugged into those two. As far as coaching is concerned, I went through a wonderful mentor. He's just so great, and I'm so happy that I was able to meet him. We developed such a close relationship, and that was through Catapult Enterprises. It's just made it so much more easier to really dive into this and say, you know what, I really want to do this. And so they have a very good program in place. And certification, obviously, is the final result, or if you want to say reward, of going through Catapult Enterprises. So I would definitely look them up as well.
Okay, great. And I might just mention, coincidentally, that anybody that's interested in coaching and interested in getting more training or certification in it, that a week from today, next Thursday, that's what, August the 11th, at the sports club will be the Orange County Chapter's annual meeting or monthly meeting of the International Coach Federation. And this is their one meeting during the year where they invite representatives from the major coaching schools to come and present how what their coaching programs are about and how they differ from one another. So it's the only place I know of in the country where you can go and hear in one evening five or six different coaching schools talk about their training. So if you want more information on that, you can look it up, International Coach Federation, Orange County Chapter, or just feel free to contact me at Critical Mass, and we'll see that you get the information.
Wow.
Liz, yes. So thanks for giving me that opening. I hadn't thought about that. Is there anything we haven't talked about today that you want to share with our audience before we kind of wrap up here?
I truly believe that we've covered every aspect of what we were trying to do, but there is another network that I am a part of that I definitely want to bring to the audience, and that is we're helping young adults become entrepreneurs, and I think you and I spoke a little bit about that when we met. This is called the Young Entrepreneurs Network. And the website is actually www.yenmovement.com. And what we are doing is that we are bringing in business owners like myself throughout the nation that obviously are looking to impart into young adults that are really seeking entrepreneurship. And we are providing the tools and the training and obviously the counseling. And the being able to obviously come in and set these people up that have dreams and goals and say, you know what, I want to open this business. That's what we're doing, and I'm really excited to be part of this organization. We are getting ready to do our first training, which is going to be in Irving, Texas, August the 13th. So if they want more information on how to attend, I highly suggest they get in touch with me. And we can definitely talk about, how they can get in contact with me shortly.
Okay, so let's just go to that. How does someone get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me through Facebook, and that would be Liz Lewis. I'm under Liz Lewis Life Coach. Also through Twitter, Liz Lewis Coach, or LinkedIn, I'm Liz Lewis Certified Life Coach on Catapult Enterprises, or they can definitely email me directly at mylizlewislifecoach@gmail.com.
So do you get, audience, the impression that Liz is connected with social networking from that?
I'm all over the place. There's no way you cannot get a hold of me.
And they'll certainly benefit from it. Well, look, I have one last question I want to ask you. And I, of all the things we've talked about, I find this one of the most fascinating, is that you have this multidisciplined career, a number of different careers going at the same time. What would you tell our audience about that? What advice do you, is that something that you would advocate people do? If so, how might they do that? And what do you find the benefits of it?
Here's what I would say. Most of everything that I'm doing right now, okay, because going back to the radio and television broadcasting, I was attending my courses and my internships when my son was not even 1 year old. And one of the things that I realized is, like, I needed to put my family first. And if you are able to do different, whatever it is that it's in your heart to do, whatever your passion is, and if you're able to, juggle two or three hats, by all means do it. One of the things that I did was, okay, I needed to focus on raising my son first. And when I did that, then I knew it's like, okay, now it's my turn. So I've been able to balance everything out, and that's the whole thing. It all comes down to balance and knowing that, you know what, okay, great, I can do this, I can do that, and you're still taking care of the most important things, which is family and yourself. So if it gets to the point where you're too overwhelmed and you're not able to take care of yourself and your family, then you really need to take a step back and focus and say, okay, I need to reorganize, or what it is, you know, how is it that I need to kind of shift the things that I'm doing right now? And that would be the best advice I can give anyone, because it's a beautiful and wonderful thing when you can actually, you know, get your businesses off the ground and they're working and they're, you know, you're getting the results that you want. But when you're neglecting you, then that's when it becomes a big issue. And you got to take a step back and refocus.
Okay, and we're hearing that not from just a successful entrepreneur, but also from a life coach. So great advice. Liz, thank you very much for being with us on the show today. And let me just welcome you to the Critical Mass business community and hope we can have you back again sometime.
Yes, I truly enjoyed it. And by all means, don't forget, I'm a certified radio and television broadcaster. So if you ever need my services, just let me know, Doug.
Yeah, one more goof up on the commercials like today, and the producer's going to have to be looking for a new job. Liz, thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Well, that's been a great interview. You've been listening to Liz Lewis of River People Solutions talking about her multidisciplined career, and that was just fascinating. Let me just remind you before we end today that, you know, our radio show is just an extension of our 18-year business practice where we build CEO peer groups for executives here in Orange County, California, all under the brand Renaissance Executive Forums. My business partner Rick and I are currently leading multiple CEO peer groups here in Orange County, and if you'd like to learn more about those groups or about our coaching practice, I'd encourage you to check out our website, which is www.criticalmassforbusiness.com. And be sure to listen to the radio shows. And if you've missed this or tuned in late or tuned in early for the next show, whichever it may be, don't forget that you can go to our website and listen to the podcasts, which are there. And we've got, I don't know how many now, over 300 and some podcasts of really interesting executives here in Orange County. So I'd encourage you to do that. Well, this is Doug Gefeller, hoping that you've enjoyed our show today and that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can use to make better, more informed decisions. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to The Coaching Perspective, only on OCTalkRadio.net.